This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the August 10, 2012 podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading a summary of some of the articles published today. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are vascular disorders and surgical outcomes, computed tomography angiography, improving diagnostic yield and cost effectiveness in the initial evaluation of spontaneous non-subarachnoid intracerebral hemorrhage, a clinical article by Kaiman Berkelis and colleagues. Identifying structural vascular lesions underlying spontaneous intracerebral hemorrhage is imperative. Computed tomography angiography is increasingly used for diagnostic workup, but has associated risks of contrast nephropathy and radiation exposure, and involves additional costs. Because most patients with intracerebral hemorrhage do not have a structural lesion, the authors hypothesized that patient characteristics could improve selection of patients most likely to benefit from CT angiography. The authors performed a retrospective analysis of patients who underwent CT angiography during the workup for intracerebral hemorrhage. They correlated patient characteristics with the likelihood of finding a structural cause. Multivariate analysis demonstrated that patients over the age of 65 with pre-existing hypertension and smoking history were significantly less likely to have a structural lesion. None of the patients with a combination of age over 65, hypertension, and basal ganglia or cerebellar hemorrhage were found to have a structural cause. The authors propose that these patients can be safely managed without CT angiography. In contrast, all patients less than 45 years old, without hypertension or smoking history, were found to have a vascular lesion and required conventional angiography. If CT angiography was eliminated in these two groups, 40% of CT angiographies performed could have been avoided. Improving the diagnostic yield of CT angiography with these criteria may increase safety and decrease costs. Measuring surgical outcomes in neurosurgery. Implementation, analysis, and auditing a prospective series of more than 5,000 procedures. A clinical article by Philip Theodosopoulos and co-authors. The significant amount of healthcare expenditures related to surgical procedures is an important contributor to quality of healthcare provided in the United States, and to the potential unsustainability of the current healthcare delivery system. The investigators undertook a multi-year prospective project to assess the feasibility of implementing an outcome measuring system in a busy, mixed academic private practice neurosurgery group. With data collected in more than 5,000 consecutive procedures over a period of 1 year, the authors report on the lessons learned with respect to implementation as well as improvement of such a system. Specific outcome-related fields were completed on the electronic medical record at each patient encounter within the first 3 postoperative months. Data were audited for accuracy and compiled quarterly, with special focus on physician office compliance with information input and procedure-related major complications, length of stay, and discharge disposition. With each successive quarter, compliance steadily increased, while reported inaccuracy rates steadily declined. The authors conclude that prospective point-of-service outcomes can accurately be collected in an audited electronic medical record. Compiled information presented to physicians is an effective tool for understanding patient outcomes after procedures and may be a powerful tool in improving quality of care. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. To listen to more of our podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook.